A new study out of UCSF has found genetic similarities between Lou Gehrig's disease and a form of dementia. The study has found that an ALS-associated genetic variant also is a risk factor for frontotemporal dementia. Dr. Jennifer Yokoyama is a professor at UCSF's Memory and Aging Center and one of the authors of the study, and she joins us live this morning on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you for your time, Doctor. You know, most of us are familiar with diseases like Alzheimer's and perhaps Parkinson's, but may not know about frontotemporal dementia. What is it?
Sure. So frontotemporal dementia is a neurodegenerative disorder that is actually quite common, especially in middle-aged adults, maybe an average onset around 55 to 60 years old. And it's very striking in that it really targets the areas of the brain that affect our behavior. And so a lot of the early symptoms relate to kind of changes in our social behavior, in our language, and ultimately then it also starts affecting the way that our cognitive function is working.
You've now in this study found some links between at least the genetic background of this problem and ALS. What is that?
Right. So in the field and clinically, we've definitely observed that there seems to be an overlap between ALS and FTD, but the genetic kind of underpinnings of that or the background of that was not clear. And so in this study, which was led by Dr. Celeste Karch and Dr. Rahul Desikin, we found that there were two different genetic variants that may be linking these diseases across basically people that don't have a genetic form of disease, so not a familial form of FTD or ALS, but a sporadic form. So this is very exciting for us because it suggests that there may actually be some shared biological pathways that we could potentially think about as ways for treating both diseases.
And how might that treatment come about? I mean, would it be through chemicals or bioengineering?
Great question. You know, I think the field is definitely still open on this, especially in the context of neurodegenerative diseases. But a lot of the therapies that are starting to be developed are more in the realm of antibody-based therapies. And there are some small molecules, so, you know, basically drugs, like the most common drugs that we take. And there is a little work towards using certain types of, I wouldn't say genetic engineering, but forms of genetic material that we can actually use to help modify the levels of certain genes or proteins that might be doing bad things and making them a little more normal.
All right. We thank you for the time this morning, Dr. Jennifer Yokoyama, a professor at the Memory and Aging Center at UC San Francisco, one of the authors of a new study that finds genetic similarities between ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease and a form of dementia that has been found among many middle-aged Americans and others.